From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The exporting of goods is filled with challenges for the tree fruit industry, with port slowdowns and other obstacles in the way. Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhofer says the logistics, be it foreign or domestic, have many layers. But this year,
the exporting logistics is really creating a problem for our industry, you know, just from the standpoint that consumers are waiting for our product, but all of a sudden it's not on the shelf, or it takes a week, or it takes 2 weeks. So that's a big problem.
As far as having any optimism, Fryhofer says, in the near term,
that's probably the most important thing. But unfortunately, that is not just one place to go in and fix. You have multiple entities that have to all perform at the same time to create that efficiency. And it's just going to take some time before that actually happens.
So Fryhofer says they have gotten a little bit of a reprieve, but,
you know, when we can't ship offshore or it's delayed going offshore, then we have three choices. We have the U.S. domestic market, which can put pricing pressure, and then we have Canada and Mexico, which can do the same. So our focus here at the Apple Commission on the promotional side is to really emphasize Canada and Mexico moving into the future.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Apple exports, or check out the Bearing Fruit podcast at wistfa.org to hear all of Fryhofer's comments about export challenges. You can also find Bearing Fruit on most of your favorite podcast apps. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.